So what do we see in Jonah the person? As I was reading the word to my daughter, she said, "Oh, drama queen." But we see a number of things in here, in him. And one of the first things I want to point out is that he knew God and he also knew his call. You would think that maybe he ran away from Nineveh because he was scared of the Assyrians. They were a mighty nation. They were oppressors of Israel. But that's not what he ran away or why he ran away. At the start of chapter 4, he says, "I ran away because I knew, God, that you would be gracious and merciful and you would relent from bringing the calamity that I was going to proclaim." And some people think that the reason that he did run away and go in the opposite direction was he thought if he was annoying enough to God, maybe God would send someone else. But God wanted to bring something through Jonah. Jonah was the person that he wanted to bring the message. The second point I wanted to bring about Jonah is that he spoke a message that changed the city. And if we look at the word that's written in the Bible, he didn't preach a long sermon. He preached one sentence. "Yet 40 days and the city will be overthrown." That's it. No call to repentance. No, this is how you can avoid being overthrown, because he wanted Nineveh to be overthrown. I think he was happy about the message, but he wasn't happy about the grace he knew that would follow if they repented. And it's what I find interesting is that even though commentators say that the king of Nineveh was not actually the king of Assyria, he was probably the leader over that city in that region, that the message came to him, this one-line message came to him, and it was enough for him to then repent and call for repentance from the entire town, which says to me that Jonah's message had more weight to it because of what God put on that message. And I think we can probably take courage from that perhaps the message that we bring, if it's a message from God for a person, will have more of a weight than what we naturally bring to it. And the third point about Jonah is that he behaved very badly. He told God exactly what he thought. God says, "Is it right for you to be angry?" He asked him twice, and each time Jonah said, "Yes, it is right for me to be angry, and I'm so angry that it's better for me to die than to live." Like, he told exactly what he thought to God. And so I think from that I want to take that it's okay to express what you think to God. I wouldn't recommend that we get very angry with God, because God is in fact very good and he always has a better plan than what we see. But we can be real with God. If your life is difficult right now, you can tell God that your life is difficult, and then he can do what he will with that. What I also find interesting is even though Jonah was badly behaved, ran away from God, hated the people he was called to speak to, he was still spoken about later in the Bible. Like Jesus in the book of Matthew chapter 12 verse 40 says, "For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." So this sermon is called The State of the Heart, and the summary of Jonah's heart: reluctantly obedient, tendency to negativity, and blind to his own faults. He didn't at any point say, "Oh, I'm sorry, God. I've done..." Well, no, that's not true. He did when he was in the belly of the fish and everything was going terribly. At that point, well, I don't know. He just said, "I will do what you say." I don't even think he said he was sorry at that point. Three things we learn from God. Number one, God is slow to anger and abounding in love. And that's true for anyone, whether it's the person that he's called or whether it's the person who's turned their back on him. He is still slow to anger and abounding in love. And we see that in the way that he responds to both Jonah and the people of Nineveh. Secondly, he wants to save people and restore people into relationship with him, even when people don't see the need. Jonah was obviously disgusted by the actions and the lifestyles of the Assyrians, but that didn't stop God from sending Jonah to those people that they could be saved and to let them know that judgment was coming. And number three is that God is patient with us. That verse sorry, chapter 4, verse 9 really blew me away, where he said, is it right for you to be angry about the plant? And Jonah says, it is. Like, I imagine that Jonah was really angry at this point to respond to God in such a way. I can't imagine. And the God of the Old Testament, a lot of people would think that God would say, well, I shall smite you. Go back in the belly of the fish. Bing, you know, you shall disappear from the earth and someone else shall take your place. No, God still let Jonah have his place, and he loved Jonah enough to teach him a lesson. So in summary, the state of God's heart is love, connection. He desperately wants to connect with all the people that he's created. Forgiveness, but also justice. So Jonah went to the Assyrians. They had a horrible lifestyle. Like, there are atrocities that were committed by the Assyrians, and God was sending justice upon them. But he was giving them a chance. So he wants justice, but he's a God of compassion and a God of love. And for us, where we've done wrong, the way that he's given us that compassion and that love is he's sent Jesus in our place to take his wrath, if that makes sense. And so then we can live free from that. So an example from my life, late in 2020, in the midst of lockdown, at a job where I wasn't happy and I just wanted to resign, There were people in the workplace whose ethics I did not approve of. There were things that I had to do that I felt were pointless and annoying, and I didn't want to be there anymore. But every person from whom I sought counsel said I should stay. And at that time, I was participating in a Tuesday night Zoom prayer meeting, St. Hilary's organised one. And I would be in that prayer meeting, and one particular night, I got the very strong impression that actually I was Jonah in the worst possible way. I was hating the people I was called to love. I was trying to run from the mission that God had put in front of me and the things that he had set for me to do. I didn't want to bring the message that God had given for me for this area where I was sent to work. And yes, having hardened my heart, I was hating the people I was supposed to love and trying my best to run in the opposite direction. And then at that point, we had to wear face masks, and my face mask was covered in this little pattern that has whales all over it. And I thought, that's hilarious, I've been swallowed up by whales. So in every way, I was just like Jonah. And ultimately, I ended up staying there and repenting and humbling myself before God. And God brought about enormous changes in me and also in the workplace. So for us now, what is the state of our heart? Who are the people that God is calling us to speak to? Who are the Ninevites in our life? And are we walking towards them, or are we running away? Well, things we can learn from the book of Jonah. Number one is we need to know God. We need to know him well. And to know God, you can know God through reading the Bible. The Bible shows very clearly that God is a God of love and that God has great plans, but that he chooses to partner with his people to see his things done. So we can't just sit by and be bystanders. He's calling each of us to something. So I encourage us all to ask God, well, this is kind of my point number two, to ask God if there is someone in his life that he's sending us to. Now, the people he might be sending us to, maybe it's our family. Maybe it's your mother or father. Maybe it's your children. Maybe it's in your workplace. Maybe it's a neighbour or a football coach. Maybe it's through Hope Ministries. Maybe there's a child in the school. Maybe it's through the op shop. Maybe there's someone at Prague House who needs you to come and serve them a mandarin. God can move us in so many ways to be his hands and feet on earth. So I want to encourage you. And if you're feeling like you're not enough or not good enough or there's something that's deficient in you, Paul, with regard to himself physically, but I think it applies to us as well in every way, physically, but also emotionally and in terms of our abilities. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, said, when he cried out to God because he wasn't enough and things for him were not going well, God said, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. And so Paul's response to that was, therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. And then for those of you, if you don't know God or you feel as though you're running from him, or if you're one of the people, there's a lot of people here today, so it's possible there's someone here who feels like things are so bad in your life right now that maybe life is hard. And you might identify with Jonah, who at the end of the story, he had given up and said, that's it, I can't do anymore. It's better for me to die than to live. I want to encourage you that you're needed here, and that God has, as long as you're alive, God has a plan for you. And I want to encourage you that if you are feeling hopeless and if you are feeling like there's nothing for you right now, to come and speak to someone, whether that's your GP, whether that's one of the pastors here, whether it's a member of your family. Don't keep it inside. Don't keep it to yourself. Because as we share those burdens, we can lift the burdens and lift you. And God can turn things around. He can do miracles. And also, if your heart isn't with God or whatever, he's not waiting for perfection. You can turn to him at any point, and he wants you to come as you are. All we need to do is acknowledge that we are sinners and that we have shortcomings, and he will accept us. But again, come and speak to me, speak to any of the ministers, come and get some help with that one if you need it. So that's Jonah in a nutshell. What do we learn from Jonah? Jonah's imperfect, runs away from God. What do we learn about God? God loves everybody and he has a plan and he wants to work through his people to achieve his things. What does this have to do with hope? There are so many opportunities to be able to reach out to people and seek a way to be able to connect into that and work with the ministry of the church.